Hi, I'm Eric J. Lawrence, and I am here with author Jeff Vandermeer. His numerous award-winning novels and short stories are difficult to classify, often combining science fiction, fantasy, horror, and suspense. All of these elements can be found in his latest set of books, the acclaimed Southern Reach Trilogy. Today, we're here to talk about some songs that have inspired him over the years as part of KCRW's Guest DJ project. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So what's the first track you got for us?
So the first track is, and it's from Spoon's album Gimme Fiction, and I could have chosen a lot of different tracks from this. This is one of my favorite Spoon CDs and one of my favorite CDs of all time. But the one I chose is The Two Sides of Manzoor Valentine, and I first heard it on the day of release. I went out and bought it at Vinyl Fever here in Tallahassee, a record store that unfortunately is now deceased. And I just listened to this track over and over again. I never get tired of it. I'm not exactly sure why, but there's something about the combination of the music and the mysteriousness of some of the lyrics that really gets to me. I use a soundtrack while writing, and all of these five songs we're going to talk about are on the permanent one, some of them added later than others, but they're all ones that speak to me in some way, and that no matter what mood I'm in for writing, they can kind of help me conjure up what I need to conjure up. Till you know the two sides of Monsieur Valentine. What I love on this track from Spoon is that there's a weird sense, to me at least, of late 18th century decadence to a kind of absinthe vibe in this character, that this Monsieur Valentine in his coat and his boots and his black heart machine, whatever the heck that is. You know, sometimes I would play this song at the beginning of the day, my writing day, as I was kind of like mood, you know, trying to get in the mood and method acting on this character. And it's got a great punch to it. This whole album has a great punch to it. I don't know how to describe that, except that there's moments when the music really surprises you, and you think that it's going one place, and suddenly it just kind of ups the ante. And it really works nicely. Every morning I've got a new chance.
That was Spoon with Two Sides of Monsieur Valentine. What's the next track you got for us?
Normal Person by Arcade Fire from Reflector. And this is one of those kind of hilarious moments when you don't know what you're listening to, because I first heard them on, I think it was either David Letterman or maybe on the Colbert Report, before you knew it was Arcade Fire, because they did these gigs where they pretended to be Reflector, this band. And so I heard this song, and I loved it. There's this 70s era kind of Kinks piano bit on it, which I really like. I'm one of those few people, I guess, who really like the Kinks, like mid-70s stuff. And there's that kind of feel to it. And that was kind of like my in to understanding the parts of this album. And then the song itself kind of extends out from the social commentary on the Suburbs CD. You know, this idea of why would you want to be a normal person? The idea of weirdness or something else behind the mask, and the cruelty of normal people. And then, like a lot of the songs that I like, it has a great kind of lurching momentum that really works.
That was Arcade Fire with Normal Person, as selected by our guest, Jeff Vandermeer. What's the next track you got for us?
So it's Merrittville from the Dream Syndicate, from their album The Medicine Show. And I picked this up in a dollar bin in vinyl at a record store in Gainesville, Florida, while going to the University of Florida. And I don't know what it was about it, because the kind of abstract art on the cover didn't really appeal at all, but there were song titles like John Coltrane, Blues, and Burn, and that kind of intrigued me, and it was also only a dollar. And I put on this album, and it just absolutely blew me away. I'd never heard of the Dream Syndicate before. I didn't know that they had done a kind of Lou Reed-ish album called Days of Wine and Roses that had kind of put them on the map. I didn't know that this album was kind of underrated, because they'd kind of gone to, I guess what you'd call kind of like going from a Lou Reed to more of a kind of country-ish alt-rock kind of almost cowboy rock, I guess you'd call it, kind of sensibility. It's an amazing album from the guitar point of view. Almost all the songs have this slow burn into these dueling guitars and this amazing guitar sound. And Merrittville is one of those songs. It also has the outlines of some terrible crime or event in it. I know that the lyrics, when I finally look at the lyrics, they say what that crime is, but I prefer to think of it vaguely, that there's something not being said. And there is enough space in the lyrics to assume that there's also something else going on. And so I really like that sense of mystery, but it's really the guitars here, and it's really Steve Wynn's voice. And it just has that sense of authenticity to me that just rings true. I listen to this a lot.
Oh, Sally with the nano hit. Cut the ropes and said that she would clear my head. She made a dirt path in the back, led me all the way to her daddy's shed. I said, Sally, who believed that we'd have to go so far for things? Sally let me go that night. Week tied spent in Merrittville.
That was the Dream Syndicate featuring lead songwriter Steve Wynn with the song Merrittville. What's the next song you got for us?
It's I've Been Riding with the Ghost from Songs Ohio, from their album The Magnolia Electric Company. And I saw them at the Club Down Under here in Tallahassee on their tour for this CD. And I think this was really the first time that I really loved the song. The clarity and the depth of the guitar playing was phenomenal. Every song felt like it came out of the depths of this kind of dark, deep blue pool of water, but again with this startling clarity. And then the song, in part because Molina, the lead singer, he was stripping parts away from it, and he was stripping the sound down at times and then building it up again in a way that you can't even necessarily get on the recorded track. And it became a more haunted song the farther along you went in the live performance. I write in the Southern Reach series about a lot of characters who are haunted by things, and so I have quite a few, I would say, like ghost story songs. And some of them are like real ghost stories, and some of them are not literal, they're figurative. But this song, again, I played it over and over again while thinking about the character of Control and Authority, who is haunted by a lot of things, and there are things he doesn't know he's haunted by, too.
See, I ain't getting better, I am only getting behind. Standing on the crossroad trying to make up my mind.
That was Songs Ohio with a ghost story. I've Been Riding with the Ghost. What's the last track you got for us?
The last track is the song I've probably listened to the most over the years. I mean, I probably listened to this song 200-300 times, which sounds kind of nuts, but there's just something about the combination of the lyrics and the music itself that I just find touching and beautiful and kind of awe-inspiring. And it's A Crime I Never Told You About the Diamonds in Your Eyes, which could be the most pretentious title or the best. And in this case, it's the best because of the way they sing it, by Blackheart Procession from their sumptuously titled album, 2. And I first heard this on our local college radio station. And I went out and I bought the 4 albums that they had out by then because of it, which were 1, 2, 3, and 4. And the song, you know, I keep talking about this kind of lurching quality. There's kind of a lurching loveliness to it in this sense that reminds me of being like out late at night in a city that seems kind of empty because, you know, it's so late. Or some kind of desolate place and maybe you're a little drunk and everything seems more beautiful and melancholy because you're drunk. But in an almost comforting way. And so to me, this song, with its very simple but very profound lyrics, is kind of a song of lost love, looking back, recognizing a mistake from some point later in life. And whenever I write late at night, I listen to this song, and it opens up some kind of creative space. And in fact, in Acceptance, the third book in the Southern Reach series, there's a scene where Control's lurching from bar to bar on a bender because he's had a lot of stress in his day. And I imagine this song playing in his head. And in an early draft, in a later section, I actually had a line from this song, but unfortunately we had so little time to acquire permissions that I just took it out and replaced it with something far inferior, unfortunately.
Well, Jeff, thank you so much for joining us on KCRW.com.
Thank you so much for having me.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to kcrw.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.